This recording, Texas 10, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Karma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her, more to her liking. Even so, on that morning, she felt distressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter for the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Karma, Karma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Karma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not fertile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold onto Karma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah managed to bathe the goose, she wiped off with a cloth and laid her on her side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Miss Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. I'm from Texarkana, Texas. It is a small town up in northeast Texas. I was born and raised there in the area. It's a somewhat civilized area, but on the outskirts of town where I live, we still have cows and horses, and there's still a lot of land available. And we do have a mall there. And
what do you do on Saturday night?
On Saturday nights, there's just a very slim choice of things to do. There's about 3 or 4 bars in town that you can go to, and like one dance hall. There's not a lot to do, actually. Or you can go to the movies, or there are a lot of restaurants because the area is actually growing very rapidly, and so a lot of restaurants have moved in. So our main thing to do is go eat. On Sundays, it's a very Christian area. You'll find a lot of people going to church on Sunday mornings. And then on Sunday afternoons, people are very relaxed around town. You'll see people out in their yards going for walks, occasionally riding horses out in my area. And during the week, there are not a lot of things to do, I guess. There's mainly you just go to work. And on Thursday nights, of course, like anywhere, you can find people out at the bars. Families there are very, I would say, family-oriented. They're very traditional families that I think holds different from a lot of different areas in Texas. There's not a lot of variety. I think we're kind of single-minded. Narrow-minded is a better word for the area. And
will you be going summer?
I will not be going home during the summer. I will be staying here working an intern, and so I will not be going home for the summertime. And I plan to graduate in next May.